verses 4 through 8. John, to the seven churches that are in Asia. Grace to you and peace from him who is and who was and who is to come, and from the seven spirits who are before his throne, and from Jesus Christ, the faithful witness, the firstborn of the dead and the ruler of the kings of the earth. To him who loves us and freed us from our sins by his blood and made us to be a kingdom, priests serving his God and Father, to him be glory and dominion forever and ever. Amen. Look, he is coming with the clouds. Every eye will see him, even those who pierced him. And on his account, all the tribes of the earth will wail. So it is to be. Amen. I am the Alpha and the Omega, says the Lord, who is and who was and who is to come, the Almighty. This is the word of God for the people of God. Thanks be to God. I have heard it said that the only constant in life is change. When I was young, I liked change. I desired change. I loved change for the sake of change. Now, I'm sure that you all didn't do this, but I did. And I'm noticing the two or three generations behind me, depending on how you count a generation, are doing the same thing. Again, I know y'all didn't do this, but my generation and all the ones that have followed me did. Anything done before my generation was antiquated. Anything done before my generation was old. Anything done before my generation was outdated and it needed to change. Now I'm well into middle age. In many places, I'm qualifying for the senior citizen discount. And in some places, they're not even asking me. And now I have mixed feelings about change. Now, I don't have an aversion to change for the sake of avoiding it. It's just I would like to get used to one way things have changed before they change on me again. It's amazing how things have changed. As you all know, Zach is an auto technician. And I just want to let you know that today we no longer have mechanics that work on cars. They are no longer mechanics. They are automotive technicians. Now, I wish Zach, if he would tell this story in public, would tell it, because he can tell it far better than I can. We all know that cars are now rolling computers. Zach is hilarious when he tells the story about one day when he was working, of course. They brought in this car, and it had something on it that they had no idea what it was. Even the top technicians in the shop didn't know what it was. They had never seen one. It was old guys in the shop, which are my age, that had been mechanics before they became automotive technicians that knew what this contraption was. Most of them in the shop had never before seen a carburetor. And he's hilarious telling the story, telling how when this car came into the shop that all these top-notch technicians gathered around and had the old guys explain to them what that thing did. Never had seen a carburetor. When was the last time you used a typewriter?
Not that long ago.
Oh, really? You actually found a ribbon for it?
Because it's a form of two, you have to type. You can't just put it in and Well, you were just blowing my illustration.
I'll be quiet now.
No, that's all right. But in reality, you know, there are very few left. You know, when I give the landlines now, landline telephones are virtually non-existent. You know when I give the parsonage phone number? When I don't want to hear from the vendor. If I want to hear from you, I'll give you my cell number, which most of you have, or it's in the directory now. But when I, you know, when you have to fill out forms like at Best Buy or whatever, and you have to put in a phone number, I put in the parsonage because when I see the caller ID, I'm not going to answer it. But landlines have virtually become non-existent. Think about our use of smartphones. Some of you may have this app. You can get a message on your smartphone telling you if your car tires are low. I mean, things have just changed. Now, I wouldn't necessarily want to go back. I'm just amazed at how fast things have changed over the last 35 years, and they just seem to be accelerating. Even our language has changed. A tweet used to be the sound a bird makes. Scanning used to be what you did when you read something enough, glancing at it to get the gist of it without reading it word for word. Double click is what you did nervously with your ink pen. Running out of memory used to be what people did as they got older. Now it has to do with the operating ability of my computer. And some of you, probably during the closing hymn, and are going to get out your key fob and try to be inconspicuous about it, and you're going to crank your car and get the heat going before you step out into the parking lot so the car will be warm when you get inside. Now, I'm okay with all that except for the knowledge that in a short time, all of this cutting-edge stuff is going to be obsolete. But I'm glad that there's something I can count on that's not going to change. And that's Jesus. Among the many changes that continually occur in life, human nature is still the same. Human nature in all of its good and human nature in all of its bad is the same as it was since the beginning of time. Our hopes, our fears, our virtues, our vices are the same as they've always been since the beginning of time. Jesus, however, and Jesus himself, he's the same for eternity. Regardless of the changes of life, Jesus is still the answer. Jesus showed and taught us how we can live together in peace and harmony. Jesus showed us how much God loves us. Jesus told us of and showed us the promise of eternity and glory. Jesus Christ is the same yesterday and today and forever. And what a comfort to know that though all human relationships have the potential of failing, Jesus will never fail you. Though our health may fail us, Jesus never will. Though the whole world may fall into chaos, Jesus is constant. Though people may not love us, if we fail to meet their standards or fail to meet their expectations, Jesus' love never wavers. Though we may give up on ourselves, Jesus' love never changes, and Jesus never gives up on us. There is a song, part of the lyrics go like this. It's higher than the mountains that I face, and it's stronger than the power of the grave. And it's constant in the trial and the change. This one thing remains. In death and life, I'm confident, covered by the power of your great love. My debt is paid. There's nothing that can separate my heart from your great love. On and on and on and on it goes. Yes, it overwhelms and satisfies my soul. And I never, ever have to be afraid, because this one thing remains. Your love never fails. It never gives up. It never runs out on me. As we celebrate Holy Communion for the first time in 2017, we are reminded that we don't know what this year holds. We are reminded that this year is going to be full of changes. Some of those changes are going to be positive. Some are going to be not so positive. We don't know what lies ahead. We don't know what changes are ahead of us in 2017. But we do know one thing we can count on. We can count on the fact that Jesus never leaves us. We can count on the fact that Jesus will always love us. We can count on the fact that Jesus never fails us. I am the Alpha and the Omega, the beginning and the end. Jesus Christ is the same yesterday and today and forever. We don't know what 2017 holds, but we know the one who is the beginning and the end, the first and the last, the one who is the same yesterday and today and tomorrow, will be with us regardless of what changes may come. Let us pray. Our most gracious and loving Lord, we thank you that you never change. We thank you that you love us. You never fail us. We thank you that even when the rest of life may seem to fall into chaos, you are that solid rock upon which we can stand. We thank you that when persons change around us, when circumstances change around us, when our own lives change, you are constant, and we can count on you. So, gracious Lord, as we celebrate the sacrament of Holy Communion this first time in 2017, and we consider the year ahead, thank you that regardless of what changes may come, that you will be here. You will never change. Your love will never fail. In Jesus' most holy name we pray. Amen.